You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Schadenfreude? Everybody must have screamed, ah! He's a sung hero. A little pushy. Are you back from listening to Stairway to Heaven twice? Now, those are just words I looked up on the internet.
Unreasonable Doubt, a podcast about West Virginia University basketball, starts now.
Hello! From the studio in Nitro, West Virginia, this is Unreasonable Doubt. It's a podcast about West Virginia University basketball. I'm Josh Witt, and if you're listening to this, and maybe you can consume all of the West Virginia University sports podcast. I try to. I mean, I listen to a ton. And football season comes around. As I'm recording this, the first game for WVU on the road at Penn State. Big deal. They used to play a bunch. Penn State was the hammer. Mountaineers were the nail. Penn State is preseason top 10. West Virginia University is not, and that's okay. But anyway, lots of details on that on the Smoking Musket website, smokingmusket.com. Lots of good stuff. West by Pod is a podcast where they break down and preview the Penn State matchup. Lots of good stuff out there. Go to smokingmusket.com for your football needs. You're here for basketball, and as loud as the football season is getting, I am relishing in the quiet surrounding the basketball program. We haven't had a lot of quiet, have we? If you had a word to describe the 2023 WVU men's basketball offseason, quiet never comes up. Even before the craziness happened, it wasn't quiet as far as transfer portal entries, and then it got super loud for a long time. We all know that. If you're following the program, you know how loud it was. And so now, if you go on social media and check out the men's basketball social media, now we're looking at pictures of people playing basketball. That's not loud. That's quiet. Videos of guys conditioning, videos of guys in the weight room. That's the content that should be happening. And so it's in a quiet season. So in a quiet part, which again, I'm happy about, typically for a podcaster, quiet is, well, you don't have much to talk about. I relish not having a lot to talk about this particular year because of those particular circumstances. And so when it gets quiet, time to get in the lab and try to get an idea of what history says about West Virginia's situation with new interim head coach, Josh Eiler. So the circumstances are very unique, but also we have instances where Hall of Fame head coaches step down. Not a ton where they step down and an interim coach is in play, but we do have that. And so I didn't go back too far, but kind of in the last, let's say the last 20 years, look back, which college coaches are in the Hall of Fame, what were their situation when they left, who stepped in, because listen, As far as how to process this season, I can't go, you know, I had this library of the Huggins years, and I could go back and say, you know, I'd pull tons of stats with in the Huggins era, blah, 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 blah. And that era is over. New era. Could be a short era. Could be a long, fruitful era. That's what I'm trying to figure out. But the idea of we've seen this and same old thing in the press conference and what's going on with the offense and let's look back to figure out things. It's not there. Clean slate, which is exciting in talking about WVU basketball. It's weird how we got here, obviously. But let's go back. Let's use our good friend Ken Pomeroy and college basketball reference and kind of figure out, again, everybody's different. I'm just looking at coaches. Coaches do not play the game. Players play the game. But you can see, and so all I have is numbers. I didn't look at who was on the team, a little bit of information on roster, but let's look back and see next year when a Hall of Fame coach steps away, what the result is. And I'm only looking at the next year because Josh Eilert's got 1 year to figure this out. This is his trial balloon. And if it goes under a certain threshold, now the president of the university says he's coming back if he wins the national championship. That's tongue in cheek. He's not going to say what the actual number is. Ren Baker's not going to say what the actual expectation is that gets him another year or another contract and a ripoff of the interim tag. So let's look back in history and figure out these situations. And so some of these are close to what we're experiencing with Josh Eilert's situation, and some are not close. For example, there's a couple in the early 2000s, mid-2000s, the first decade of this millennium, two Hall of Famers retired, Eddie Sutton and Bob Knight, and their sons took over, Sean Sutton, Pat Knight, respectively. Sean Sutton stepped in 2007. He made it two seasons before they went with Travis Ford. Pat Knight, in 2009, stepped up when Bob Knight stepped down, and Texas Tech got worse. But it's hard to compare that, to my knowledge, Josh Eilert, not Bob Huggins' son. And so I can kind of, I don't have mentally the path to say, all right, because of these two situations, this is very similar. It's not, and thus I'm not going to use those as examples. There's two very recent ones that I'm not going to use as an example because there was nowhere to go but down. Essentially, you had John Shire, who stepped in for Coach K, and Kyle Neptune, who stepped in for Jay Wright. In both situations, same year, both of those guys, their first year as the head coach of Duke and Villanova, respectively, was last year. The year before, their predecessors made it to the Final Four. So you can only do better by getting to the national championship game. So that's a high bar. That's a very high bar. So how did they do? Well, Kyle Neptune had a decent amount of the roster coming back from the previous season, and he finished last year 17-17. Got a little frisky Villanova was late in the season, a little buzz around the program, but they finished 500, which is a step down from a Final Four team. John Shire dropped a little bit, and 27-9 was his record in his first year at Duke, but you look at stats, the offense dropped down a little bit, defense improved, better rebounding, better defense with the offense taking a step back. And Shire is closer to Eilert's situation Shire had a complete roster overhaul. Like the percentage of minutes and points that came back from the previous team was very minimal. And so the numbers are similar with John Shire's first year and Josh Eilert's first year, but Duke is Duke, right? So not fair. With love and respect to West Virginia's basketball program, it's not Duke or Villanova. And it's not North Carolina. Hubert Davis was an assistant coach under Roy Williams. He gets the job, and he is the national runner-up. He beats Duke in the Final Four. That was his first year, 29-10. So that's North Carolina. Again, blue blood school. Hard to compare Josh Eilert to that situation. Then you have Kevin Ollie, who replaced Jim Calhoun. He was an assistant coach. Kevin Ollie, different from Josh Eilert, tons of professional basketball experience, not a ton of head coaching experience, but he got the job in his first year, 20-10. And so if it was just a one-year window for Kevin Ollie, if it was just a one-year window for John Shire, Hubert Davis, those guys get their job back. Pat Knight had a losing record, but he wasn't an interim, so he got a couple more years. Sean Sutton had another year after his first year. Sean Sutton had a better record. I think in theory, Sean Sutton, if he was the interim coach, he would have got a short-term deal. And then it still probably goes the way it went.
Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.
But I do have a very specific reference point, the closest I can get, and I think it's pretty close, to Josh Eilert's situation. And that is our our longtime nemesis, Rick Pitino, who is still in the game. He's back to Division I basketball, coaching at St. John's, back in New York. And just a few years back, he was the head coach at Louisville. Took Louisville to a Final Four. Took Louisville to a national championship. He's in the Hall of Fame. He's been in the Hall of Fame a long time. And so listen to... So the guy that was an interim... So this is the comparable of guy replacing a Hall of Fame coach that didn't retire, but left due to, let's call them, rough circumstances. Let's just put it that way. And you can Google all this stuff. David Padgett was the guy with the interim tag who acted as head coach when Rick Pitino disappeared and ended up in Greece. Listen to David Padgett's background. He played at Louisville, full-time assistant at Ooey Pooey, came back to Louisville, initially hired in the 2014 offseason as assistant video coordinator. So Padgett, in very similar to Josh Eilert, who was a video coordinator, promoted to director of basketball operations, and then was promoted to assistant coach in March 2015, and then 2 years later named active head coach because the FBI was investigating the program, which led to the firing of Rick Pitino. So that was in September is when David Padgett was announced as acting head coach. So much shorter time frame. Padgett did not have to deal with a reopening of the transfer portal. So he kept his guys. 52% of his scoring was back from last year, and 54% of the minutes from the previous season. So it's not like a complete overhaul as what Eilert experienced. But this is the closest I could get. And this only happened a few years ago, but I'm not paying attention to Louisville in that Atlantic Coast Conference with Stanford and SMU and those kind of ACC teams. So it's hard to pay attention. Louisville, in David Padgett's one season, had a record of 22-14. 9-9 in the conference. And that was good enough to get to the NIT. And the NIT at Louisville, not good enough wearing the interim tag. He was asked to not come back, and then Louisville moved on. So I'm not saying that's happening for Eilert, but Padgett, the bar did not get met by winning 22 games and getting to the NIT quarterfinal. That wasn't enough. And so when you look statistically in for David Padgett, how his 1 year compared to the last year with Rick Pitino, the offensive rebounding fell off a cliff. Rick Pitino's last year, 13th in the nation in Ken Pomeroy, it dropped to 182 in the next year. So both total offense and total defensive metric dropped. But the big flash of like, oh, this changed dramatically was the offensive rebounding numbers. Also, defensively, Louisville created way less turnovers. So Josh Eilert's going to come in with his own offense. He's saying he's going to stick with the Huggins principles. And I saw that offensive rebounding number, and it made me look at all these other situations. Kyle Neptune. It's not like Villanova was a dominant offensive rebounding team, but they were 75th in Ken Pomeroy. Last season, his first season, Kyle Neptune, Villanova was 337th. That's substantial. Kevin Ollie, the year before with Jim Calhoun, UConn was 23rd in Ken Pomeroy for offensive rebounding. The first year for Kevin Ollie, which was a successful season, 278th. Sean Sutton, 26th Oklahoma State was under Eddie Sutton in offensive rebounding the year before. Sean Sutton's first season, 115th. Hubert Davis, who got to the Final Four, got to the national championship game. Roy Williams' final team at North Carolina was number one in the country in offensive rebounding. Hubert Davis's first season, 59th. And then John Shire is the outlier where his team improved the offensive rebounding. And they made the NCAA tournament, and he had a good first year, and he would have got hired if he was the interim. So what do you do with all that information? We do have a precedence that I can look back and say, this guy was in a similar situation. Now, the big difference, David Padgett did not experience complete roster turnover. So that's the big difference between Padgett and Josh Eilert. And also, they're two different humans at two different schools and two different seasons. Like, there's so many differences. This is all I have to go on, because I don't want to speak into a microphone and say, I have no idea and no frame of reference on how this season is going to look. I don't want to do that. So this is not exact science. I'm just telling you, I've got a close example here. And so in David Padgett's Wikipedia page, it says in the personal section, Padgett left coaching following the 2017-18 season and now works as a financial advisor for Morgan Stanley in Louisville. So those are the, I'm not putting that on Josh Eilert, but those are the stakes for this season. Either he gets to continue to be a head coach, or he could be a successful financial advisor for Morgan Stanley. Now, both of those sound all right. One sounds way cooler than the other. Will Eilert go David Padgett, or will Eilert go Kevin Ollie or John Shire or Hubert Davis? So what can Josh Eilert do with all this information? Basically, he's got to drill offensive rebounding. He's got to do something that Bob Huggins was known for as a head coach and keep that level of intensity. We got to get it to, Houston's joining the conference. That guy's not fooling around with thoughts of offensive rebounding. So that's got to be an attitude. And the good news is you've got Jesse Edwards. You've got a cook. You've got guys on the roster that should be good in the offensive rebounding department. West Virginia was 26th in the Kim Pomeroy rankings in offensive rebounding percentage last year. So my magic number for the 2023-2024 season is 50. So that's not off a cliff if it drops. It's still respectable. I think if Josh Eilert can, if I open up Ken Pom in March and see a number less than 50 in the offensive rebounding percentage category, I think Josh Eilert is getting an extension and a removal of the interim tag. And if not, possibly, I don't know if Morgan Stanley's in Morgantown, West Virginia. I know they have offices here close to where I live in Charleston, West Virginia. That's not a bad job career. He doesn't have to absolutely mimic what David Padgett did if he doesn't get to go past one season. He can do whatever he wants. Just throwing that out there. I know that Morgan Stanley has offices in Charleston, West Virginia. That's it for this episode of Unreasonable Doubt. Listen on all the platforms or just pick one. Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify Podcasts, Overcast Podcast, Pocket Cast Podcast, YouTube. Until next time, I'm Josh Witt. This has been Unreasonable Doubt. Josh Eilert in his NCAA head coaching career for the Mountaineers, he has 0 wins and he has 0 losses.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early, so everyone can go home on time. There's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.